Blog Talk Radio.
I'd like to welcome everyone to It's Sports Time with John and Milo. This is episode 3, December the 15th, 2022. Milo, how you doing, buddy?
Good.
Did you have a good day at school?
Yeah.
Did you learn anything?
No, not really.
I think that's the whole idea, so you might want to learn something when you're there. But I never did, but it'd be a good idea. Ta-da-da. Anyway, if you're listening for the first time, I'm John, I'm Grandpa John, and my grandson Milo and I are sports freaks, and we love sports, and we talk about it all the time. And Milo plays football, baseball, and basketball for the Dublin Youth Athletic, and he's playing basketball right now, and he gives us a little update on how that's going, and then we usually get into the NFL, and tonight's agenda is we will talk about week 14, the picks that we had last week, and then once we get through that, we'll go to week 15, and we'll make our picks for the games that start actually tonight on Thursday night, and then kind of a thing is it's college bowl season, so the Division I college bowl games start tomorrow on the 16th, and they go through the championship game, I believe, is January the 9th. So we got quite a few games to go through tonight. And so want to get started, Milo?
Yep.
Are you ready?
Yep.
How do you think you did with the NFL picks? Think you did pretty good?
I know I got a couple wrong, but I think I did pretty decent.
You did pretty good. Okay, so the NFL week 14, last Thursday night, the Raiders played the Rams. The Raiders and the Rams, this was quite a game. I don't know if you knew about it or not, but the Raiders were way... You know who did good in that game?
Who?
Baker Mayfield. And
yeah,
you're thinking, what do you mean, Grandpa? Baker Mayfield was in that game? I thought he was for the Browns, and then he went to the Panthers. And now he's on the Rams, and the Rams picked him up like 2 or 3 days before that game started. And he went in and scored 2 touchdowns at the end of the game, led them to a victory over the Raiders 17-16. Milo, you had picked the Raiders, and I had picked the Rams, so I won that one. The next game was the best game of the week. That was the Browns and the Bengals. And the Bengals won that game 23-10. Milo and John both picked the Bengals, so we both got W's there. The next game, and these were all really good games, the Jets and the Bills, those are two teams that are in New York. Jets are in New York City. The Bills are up in Buffalo, and which is up in the, I believe, the northwest part. The Jets, 12, the Bills, 20. And Milo, you picked the Bills, and John picked the Bills. So we both won that. The next game is the Battle of Texas, was the Houston Texans against the Dallas Cowboys. That was a little closer than most people thought it would be. The Cowboys won that game, Milo, 27-23. I think the Texans were ahead for a good part of that game. And the Cowboys came back. Milo, you picked the Cowboys. John, I picked the Cowboys. So we both won that. The next game was the Vikings and the Lions.
Who'd I got this one wrong.
You picked. We both did. you picked the Vikings. I picked the Vikings. The Lions surprised everyone and won 34-23. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a shocker. Okay, the next game was the Eagles, who are one of the best teams in the NFL right now with only one loss. They crushed the Giants 48-22. Both of us picked the Eagles, so we both of us won that one. The next game was an AFC North Division, the Ravens and the Steelers. I was rooting for the Steelers because I wanted the Ravens to lose. The Ravens won that one 16-14. And we both lost.
The Ravens?
You picked the Steelers, and I picked the Steelers. So we both lost. Okay. Next one was the Jacksonville Jaguars and the Tennessee Titans. And we both picked the Titans because they have been really good all year, but they've lost, I think, three in a row, if I'm not mistaken. And the Jaguars won that game 36-22, and John and Milo both went, we lost that. Both of us did. Okay, we're going over week 14 of the NFL. This next game was the Kansas City Chiefs and the Denver Broncos. The Broncos led most of that game. They played a really good game. And John and Milo both picked Chiefs, and the Chiefs won that one 34-28. So we both got victories there. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the 49ers. Milo, you picked the Buccaneers, and I picked the 49ers. And the 49ers, the big story there was that their quarterback came in. He was the last pick in the entire draft. His last name is Purdy, Brock Purdy. And he was the last guy picked in the draft. And he had a phenomenal game, and they beat the Buccaneers with Tom Brady 35-7. So I won that one. The Panthers. Yeah, there's all kinds of information floating around. The Panthers and the Seahawks. Both John and Milo picked the Seahawks. Guess who won?
The Panthers.
Yep. The Panthers won that one 30-24, so we both got losses there. The Dolphins and the Chargers. I picked the Chargers. You picked the Dolphins. The Chargers won that game 23-17. We're coming down to the very end here, buddy. Are you there?
Yeah.
Okay, Monday Night Football was the New England Patriots and the St. Louis Cardinals. Now, the Cardinals are without their quarterback, and Kyler Murray is out. Yeah, he's out with a hamstring, I think. And the Patriots won that game 27-13. You won that one. I lost that one. So with the ties and the losses and all that, Milo, you had 6 right picks, and John, applause please, had 7. So, yay, Grandpa. Are you applauding me? That's good. Yeah, that's awesome. Okay, so let's move along, and we'll go on to the NFL Week 15, which starts tonight. Tonight's game, Milo Mesmer, are the 49ers and the Seahawks. Who are you picking?
Seahawks. Big Seahawks fan. Seahawks.
I'm going to pick the 49ers.
How dare you?
Yep. Well, let's hope this young guy that Brock Purdy continues to do good and makes lots of money. Okay, so the next game is we'll start on the Sunday's games, the Colts and the Vikings. Who do you got for that?
I got Colts.
Got the Colts. I got the Vikings.
Wait, no, I got the Vikings.
Okay. You can change it. All right, the Ravens and the Browns.
Ooh, Ravens.
Yep. Me too. The Dolphins and the Bills.
I'm sorry, Tyreek Hill. I have to go with the Bills.
Me too. Okay. The Bengals and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Ooh. The Bengals.
Okay. They have won 5 in a row. The Falcons and the Saints. Yeah. They're on fire. Fire. The Falcons and the Saints.
Falcons.
Okay. I'm going to go with the Saints. The Steelers and the Panthers. Carolina Panthers and the Pittsburgh Steelers. Who you got?
Pittsburgh.
Okay. I'm going with the Panthers. The Eagles and the Bears.
Eagles.
Yeah, me too. The Kansas City Chiefs and the Houston Texans.
Kansas City Chiefs.
Yep, me too.
Texans are not doing good.
They aren't. And I think they've only won one game, maybe. One or two at the most. Okay, the Dallas won. Yeah. That's a pretty rough season right there. Okay, the Dallas Cowboys and the Jaguars. Jacksonville Jaguars.
Cowboys.
Yep, me too. The Lions and the Jets.
Ooh, that'll be a good game.
Yeah.
Lions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, me too. I'm picking the Lions too. The Cardinals and the Broncos.
Let's go with the Cardinals Broncos.
You're going with the Broncos?
Yeah.
Okay. The Patriots and the Raiders.
Patriots.
Okay. I'm going with the Raiders. The Titans and the Chargers. Tennessee has lost 3 in a row.
Okay, I'll go with the Chargers.
Okay, me too. The Giants and the Commanders.
Washington.
Yeah, me too. And the last game, which will be the Monday Night Football, the Rams and the Packers. That'd be a good one.
Oh, yeah. Since Matthew Stafford's out, I have to go with the Rams. Baker Mayfield's on fire, so.
Yeah. I'm going to go with the Packers, dude.
Oh.
Baker's kind of up and down, so he might have a good game, he might not. Okay, now we have covered week 15. We're getting ready on the second part of the show. We're going to have a real short music break, and we'll be back to go over the 2022-2023 College Bowl picks. We've got 38 games to pick. We'll go through those pretty quickly. You're listening to It's Sports Time with John and Milo. And I'm John, and he's Milo. And we'll be back to go over our 2022-2023 College Bowl picks. And we'll be back right after this. It's sports time with John and Milo. You're listening to our episode 3 on December the 15th, 2022. I'm John, and Milo, how you doing, buddy?
Good.
Good. Okay, so we're going to go through the 2022-2023 college bowl picks. There's a bunch of them, and we'll start off with the games start tomorrow, and there's two games tomorrow on the 16th. The Bahamas-Nassau Bowl, and the two teams playing, Milo, are UAB, University of Alabama, Birmingham, versus Miami of Ohio. Who do you pick for that?
Miami of Ohio.
Okay. And me too. The Cure Bowl, which I think they just make this stuff up, but it's real. It's tomorrow also. Troy University plays the University of Texas at San Antonio.
The first one?
Troy.
Troy.
Okay. I'm picking UTSA. Okay, then we move into Saturday's games. There's quite a few there. The Fenway Bowl is Louisville versus Cincinnati. Who will win that?
Cincinnati Bearcats.
Okay. I'm going to go with Louisville. Cincinnati's coach is leaving. I think he's going to coach that game, though. Luke Fickell. All right. The next game is the Las Vegas Bowl, and that's Florida versus Oregon State. Who do you think will win that?
Gators.
Okay. I'll pick Oregon State. I can't remember their nickname. They're not the Beavers, but I'm not sure. The Jimmy Kimmel Bowl, which I guess you're pretty popular if you have your own football thing named after you. So Jimmy Kimmel Bowl, Washington State versus Fresno State. Who do you got, Milo?
Fresno State.
I'll pick Washington State. Also on Saturday is the Lending Tree Bowl, Southern Mississippi versus Rice.
Rice.
Okay. Me too. Also on Saturday, New Mexico Bowl, BYU versus SMU. That's Brigham Young University versus Southern Methodist University.
BYU Cougars.
That's your team, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to pick SMU. All right. Oh. We go to December the 19th, Myrtle Beach Bowl, Marshall University versus University of Connecticut.
University of Connecticut.
Okay. On December 20th, we have the Potato Bowl, which – I don't know. Do you think that sounds crazy? The Potato Bowl. Anywho, the San Jose States play Eastern Michigan. San Jose State. Okay. I'm going with San Jose. Do you know the way to San Jose? Boca Raton Bowl with Toledo versus Liberty University. Toledo or Liberty?
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Oh, that's, that's good. I like that. That's a commercial. You could do that for the insurance company. Okay, I'm going with the Toledo. All right. On the 21st is the New Orleans Bowl, Western Kentucky versus South Alabama.
South Alabama.
Okay. On the 22nd is the Armed Forces Bowl, Baylor versus Air Force.
Baylor.
Okay. We both picked Baylor. On the 23rd, we have the Independence Bowl, Houston versus Louisiana.
Louisiana.
Okay. I'm picking Houston. The Gasparilla Bowl, which really sounds like they made that up, but it's a real bowl. Missouri versus Wake Forest. Missouri or Wake Forest?
Missouri.
And the Hawaii Bowl is on the 24th, San Diego State versus Middle Tennessee.
Middle Tennessee.
Okay. I'll pick San Diego State. The Quick Lane Bowl, which is on the 26th, Bowling Green versus New Mexico State.
New Mexico State.
Okay, I'm picking Bowling Green. The Camella Bowl. Buffalo versus Georgia Southern.
Buffalo.
Okay. The on the 27th, First Responder Bowl, Memphis or Utah State?
Utah State.
Okay, I'm picking Memphis. On the 27th also is, and that's a really good day, by the way, the 27th, the Birmingham Bowl, and that's Coastal Carolina versus East Carolina. So we got a lot of Carolinas going on there, buddy. Coastal Carolina or East Carolina?
Coastal Carolina.
Okay. I can never understand how they have an East Carolina because it's either North or South, but why not? The Guaranteed Rate Bowl, Wisconsin versus Oklahoma State.
Oklahoma State.
Okay. I'll pick the Badgers. They have a new coach. And you know who that is?
No.
Luke Fickell.
Really?
Yeah, from Cincinnati.
Oh.
I think so.
The Badgers.
So he's gonna go up against the Buckeyes. All right, let's go to the 28th, the Military Bowl, Duke versus University of Central Florida.
Duke.
Okay. I'm going with the University of Central Florida. On the 28th, we have the Liberty Bowl. Now they're getting a little better competition here. Arkansas versus Kansas. Liberty. Arkansas versus Kansas.
Kansas.
Okay. And I'll go with Arkansas. Make it interesting. On the 28th, a Holiday Bowl with Oregon versus North Carolina.
Ooh. Let's go with the Oregon Ducks.
Okay. And I'm going with North Carolina. Mac Brown's team, he used to coach Texas. Doing a pretty good job down there with the Tar Heels. Okay, on the 28th, we have the Texas Bowl. And we have Ole Miss, which is the University of Mississippi, versus Texas Tech.
Texas Tech.
Okay. On Christmas Day... Wait a minute. No, that's not true. We already passed that. This is on the 29th, is the Pinstripe Bowl. University of Minnesota versus Syracuse. Minnesota or Syracuse?
Syracuse.
Okay. Go with Minnesota. This is my favorite bowl of all time, the Cheez-It Bowl, because you can eat Cheez-Its while you're watching a bowl. And I really like Cheez-Its. The Cheez-Its Bowl on the 29th, Oklahoma or Florida State?
Let's go Sooners!
Okay. I'll pick Florida State. The Alamo Bowl is on the 29th. It's Texas versus Washington.
Let's go Longhorns.
Me too. I got them. I gotcha. Okay, the Duke's Mayo Bowl. You ever heard of that? It's like mayonnaise.
No.
Duke's Mayo Bowl
yeah.
is Maryland versus North Carolina State. Maryland versus North Carolina State.
Maryland.
I'm going with North Carolina State. It's a Big Ten school. I saw North Carolina State play. They look pretty good. Okay, on the 30th of December, we have UCLA and Pitt in the Sun Bowl. UCLA or Pitt?
Pitt.
Okay. And I'm going to go with UCLA. Okay, then on the 30th, we have the Gator Bowl. Notre Dame versus South Carolina.
Let's go Fighting Irish.
Okay. And I'm going with you on that one. Arizona Bowl on the 30th is University of Ohio or Ohio University, however you want to say it, versus Wyoming Cowboys. The Ohio Bobcats or the Wyoming Cowboys?
Bobcats.
Me too. Got to go with the Bobcats. The Music City. Yeah, they're good. The Music City, they wouldn't be in a bowl. You have to win 6 games to get into a bowl, so that's pretty cool. The Music City Bowl is on the 31st, Milo, and that is Iowa versus Kentucky. Ooh, that's going to be a good one.
I'm doing this for my gym teacher, Kentucky.
Okay. And I'm going with the Big Ten, Hawkeyes. Okay, on January the 2nd, we have the Relia Bowl, or let's just call it the Relia Quest Bowl. Mississippi State and Illinois. Which one you got?
Illinois.
Me too. And the end of the regular bowl games is the Citrus Bowl on January the 2nd, Louisiana State University versus Purdue Boilermakers.
Purdue.
Okay. I'm going with Louisiana State University. Okay, what we got left is they have a bowl alliance, and they have teams that play outside of the championship game. The championship game is we'll talk about that last, but the selection committee bowl is what they call it, the top teams. And this one's played, the first one, Milo's played on the 30th of December. It's the Orange Bowl, University of Tennessee versus Clemson.
Tigers.
Me too. And on the 31st is the Sugar Bowl. This will be a game to watch. Alabama and Kansas State.
Ooh, Alabama.
Me too.
I know Kansas State.
You want Kansas State? Okay.
They have amazing
Yeah, they actually do. But Alabama, I think, is a little ticked off, and I think they want to win this one pretty bad. But it would be kind of funny to see them lose. The Cotton Bowl is on January the 2nd, University of Southern California versus Tulane. And you got to remember
Tulane.
That USC's quarterback's out, so. Okay, we're both picking Tulane. The Rose Bowl is on the 2nd. It's Utah versus Penn State.
Go Utes! Let's go Utes!
What's a Ute? That's a joke from a movie. My cousin Vinny. What's a Ute? Utah for Milo. John will go with, I'm going with Utah. I really like them. I think they're good. Run and gun.
Well, when they play BYU in the rivalry games, I have to go with BYU.
I think Utah won that game, didn't they?
They did.
Yeah, they did.
Very close.
Yeah, I've always liked BYU's basketball teams. I just like the way they play full court pressure and shoot the threes. Okay, let's go back to football. There's 2 games left. And a lot of these games won't be done until the week after. So we'll pick the ones next week when we get together. We'll pick the ones that have already played, and then the next week we'll have to pick the rest of them. Because these games are played on December 31st. We have Michigan and TCU. Who do you pick? What say you?
Michigan.
Yeah.
Michigan.
Me too.
Even though we're not Michigan fans.
We aren't. Okay, the second game is Georgia and Ohio State.
Oh. I really want Ohio State to win, but I think we all know Georgia's going to win.
I'm picking the Buckeyes.
I'm picking Buckeyes.
Okay. Okay, that's it. And then on the winner of those games play on the 9th in the national championship game. So when we get winners there, Milo, we'll pick that game, and we'll be able to go from there. But that was a pretty good show. I mean, we picked a lot of stuff there.
Yeah.
We did a lot of picks. So I think we're done for tonight. We're just a little bit over our half an hour. Is there anything you would like to say before we close up? Close
nope.
up shop? Okay. Well, I guess we'll close on our what we always do. What did the baseball glove say to the baseball?
Catch
you later. Everybody have a great evening. We'll talk to you later.